Fraser Rogers now joined by V's graduating defenseman, assistant captain, and CJHL Defenseman of the Year, Dante Fabbro. Dante, when you hear that, Defenseman of the Year, what does that mean to you?
It's definitely a huge honor, but you know, there's a lot of guys that were nominated, you know, didn't get the award that were very well deserving too. So, you know, like I said, it's humbling, but it's also it's nice to hear.
You knew you had a good season, obviously. You know your own stats. Did it take you by surprise? Because you mentioned there's a lot of good crop of defense in this year nationally that was nominated.
It did, yeah. But, you know, obviously, you know, credit to the coaching staff for pushing me all year and, you know, obviously the players that surrounded me too. So, you know, it was definitely a great experience for everyone this year. And, you know, I'm just happy to top it off that way.
I remember talking to you way back earlier in the season. From your rookie season to this year, what you wanted to do, and you talked about an increased offensive role. The numbers showed that in the year. Is that something you felt like you really worked on this year, was more the offensive upside? So you nailed down the defensive side, learning that as a 16-year-old.
Yeah, my first year was definitely more focused on defense, you know, and it developed my game that way. And then this year, me, Fred, Nick, and you know, Steve kind of sat down and just talked about what I needed to do to improve my game, and the offensive side kind of came up. And, you know, Nick really helped me explode that, you know, take strides in the right direction.
Now you're gearing up, obviously, for your freshman season in college hockey down at BU in the fall. What's something in the offseason? I know the draft's on the radar. We'll get to that. But what's something maybe this summer that you're working on in your game that you want to enhance heading into your first year of college hockey?
I think just my overall strength. Obviously, I'd like to, you know, build my strength up to, and you know, continue on working on the little things like my skating and, you know, obviously my shot. You know, I know it takes time to build that stuff up, but it's something that's definitely I'm focusing on for the summer.
Take it back a month now. The World Under-18s, successful for both you and Tyson Jost. On a personal standpoint, I know you guys wanted to get the medal. Didn't happen, but were you happy with your play? I asked Tyson this in an interview yesterday about, you know, showing that the BCHL route is another route, and a lot of people had some doubts before the tournament, and it looks like you guys obviously proved them wrong. You had an excellent tournament yourself. How'd you feel that Under-18 went for you?
No, I felt good. I thought, you know, me and Tyson, I thought we played real well. Mm-hmm. We were willing to, you know, do things out there and, you know, make plays just like everyone else, which was nice to see. And, you know, just like Ty said, you know, obviously the BCHL might get overlooked sometimes, but, you know, it does help in development, and you can kind of see where me and Tyson were at.
Now, a lot of highlights for you, you know, player of the game, you know, had 7 assists in the tournament. Was it fun against that Finland game in the round robin, going up against Jesse Puljujärvi, and you saw a lot of them with your D pairing? Was that a personal highlight maybe for you, kind of in that head-to-head matchup?
Yeah, it was definitely pretty cool. Obviously, you know, he's a pretty highly touted player, and mm-hmm. You know, having to play against him and kind of seeing where you're at is definitely a cool experience, and you know, hopefully I see more of him in the future.
Speaking with Dante Fabbro here as he gets ready for the NHL draft coming up in June. I talked to Tyson. He's doing a lot of training. I know we were just talking off mic that you're doing a lot of training gearing up for the NHL Combine at the end of the month. What maybe is your routine right now? You had a couple weeks, I probably, to let the body rest, and now you're gearing up again?
Yeah. I haven't done really anything on ice. Just more been kind of dry land training and a lot of plyometric and stuff like that. But I train later on in the day, and in the mornings I wake up and do some hot yoga and kind of Pilates and stuff like that. So,
how do you gear up for an NHL combine? Because it's known to be grueling at times with you know, some of that bike testing and other stuff. Do you have an idea, or you just kind of get overall training and just hope for the best?
Yeah, we actually get a package of what kind of things we're going to be doing at the combine. So you got a general idea of what you want to work on and what you need to improve. So I think for me, the biggest thing for me is obviously, you know, working on those certain areas that, you know, that I'm struggling with and need to improve. So that's definitely my focus for the summer and going forward.
Dante, I know you and Tyson had a really good job of focusing on the team and the team first throughout the season. Now that you're about a month away from the NHL draft, have you thought about it? Have you kind of visualized or daydreamed about having your name called?
Yeah, definitely a little bit more, but at the same time, you can't really expect too much at the, you know, at the draft. A lot of things can happen. You know, teams can trade, and so you know, it's just a cool experience and unique experience. I don't think everybody gets to go through. So you know, I'm just trying to enjoy my time, and you know, obviously spend it with the people who've been there throughout my my whole experience. And you know, it'll be a cool thing to be a part of, and you know, I'll be happy to see I know Tyson there and his family, so it'll be a fun experience.
Now, I didn't ask Tyson this either, but I'll ask you, did you look at any of the mock drafts, see where your name was, or did you just kind of steer clear of that?
You know, I get tagged on some of that stuff on Twitter, but you know, other than that, I tried not to look at it. It's just something where, you know, it might get in your head, so it's you know, I try my best not to look at it, but obviously it's hard with social media these days.
Okay, lastly, maybe what's a thing you take away from your 2 years in Penticton? Obviously, a lot of personal accolades, championships last year. How do you remember your time with the V's?
It was a good time. Obviously, like the coaching staff really pushed you, and you know, the players that the coaching staff kind of put around you and surrounded you with was you know, obviously something to remember. And you know, obviously the fans too. So the fans, one of the best in junior A hockey, and you know, a lot of thanks to them, and you know, for the support over the last 2 years. It's been a great ride, and obviously we couldn't bring home the RBC, but you know, I think those experiences and friendships are going to last a lifetime.